Hello and welcome to The Furnace, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So there are some strange figures in the Bible, and there is none stranger than the one in today's first reading in the letter to the Hebrews, where we read that Jesus is a high priest of the order of Melchizedek forever. Now, who in the world is Melchizedek? Well, that's not really a bad question to ask because scholars still debate who this mysterious figure is. It is because he appears out of nowhere in Genesis 14 as a priest king of Salem, offering bread and wine to Abraham. Now, when I was a seminarian, we used to joke that if someone randomly appeared out of nowhere, we would call that person Melchizedek, as if to say, where did this guy come from? Anyway, there's much to say here, but it will take longer than 2 minutes, so here are a few quick reasons why they saw Jesus as the new Melchizedek. So Melchizedek was described as having without beginning or end. After all, he did come out of nowhere. In other words, they described him as someone who was eternal. Secondly, Melchizedek was not only a priest, but a king. And thirdly, Melchizedek offers to Abraham gifts of bread and wine. So Jesus, as the new Melchizedek, is the new eternal priest, the definitive eternal priest king, who offers himself through the gifts of bread and wine, his very own body and blood. And every ordained priest shares in this eternal priesthood of Jesus Christ. One of the most powerful moments for many priests I know, especially in Sydney, especially during the priestly ordinations, is when the newly ordained priests chant with all the priests of the archdiocese during the Mass, and they chant, Tu es sacerdos in aeternum secundum ordinem Melchizedek, which translates, You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, who govern all things both in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the pleading of your people and bestow your peace on our times. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.